Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and thank the Lord that you're able to join me for these next few minutes as we share God's Word on a subject that I began sharing on yesterday, the truth about finances. We're looking at biblical prosperity. As I mentioned on yesterday's broadcast, I don't minister on this subject a great deal, but if we need to be a faithful preacher of God's Word, we have to cover all subjects because there are constantly new babies being born into the body of Christ. And even for those of us who have walked with the Lord for even decades, it's always good to refresh and remind ourselves as to what the Bible has to say on any given subject. We are fortifying ourselves, if you will, by the Word of Truth. And hearing, we can hear and hear and hear again. In fact, I heard years ago that sometimes it takes hearing something seven times before we actually really get it. And God is merciful and He's patient and long-suffering with us, and He enables His Word to be taught and preached. Sometimes some of the very basic doctrines, we need to hear them over and over again. Why is it a good thing? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, can I explain that? No, but I believe it because God said it. And so as we apply ourselves to the truth of God's Word, we will grow in righteousness and in the integrity of character that God desires for His people. Well, on yesterday's broadcast, as I was laying a foundation, I wanted to dispel myths and deception in the area of finances. And the first one was that money is the root of all evil. Well, that's a misquote of 1 Timothy 6:10, which says, "For the love of money is the root of all evil." And basically, the entire use of finances depends on where our heart is at. And if our heart is sanctified, if we've experienced the new birth, if we are desiring to walk in obedience with the Lord, our desire will be able to realize that all that we have, not just finances, every resource that God has placed at our disposal is for His glory, and that we are to use it as good stewards. We're to be obedient as He speaks to our hearts. And if we would only do that, beloved, if every single believer would really walk in obedience to God's Word, I fully believe that God called and ordained ministries that are out there today, whether it's just a local church, thank God for the local church, whether they're a media ministry, either on radio or television or both, that God would enable His church to be without lack. In fact, if we really acted on biblical principles, I believe there would not be need within the church, and we would be even able to reach out into those who are hurting in the community and demonstrate Christian compassion, because that's why is that a beautiful way to evangelize? It's a beautiful, real demonstration of God's character. He's a benevolent, generous, giving God. He causes His rain to fall on the just and the unjust. And so could there be any greater testimony than being a cheerful giver, to find great joy and satisfaction in giving as God leads? This is the heart of God, that we can be his stewards, knowing God has given us, he's given us everything richly to enjoy. We lack no good thing. And when this earthly life is over, we shall enjoy the joys and the riches of heaven. My goodness, there the streets are gold. We can walk on the most precious substance that is known to man on this earth. So, beloved, if we would only obey God, there would be a revolution, I believe, in the church world. And those that do studies and research, they have found in terms of those who declare themselves Christian, only a very small minority actually tithe, if you can believe that. So we need to first of all hear the word and practice it ourselves, and then be able to share concepts about biblical prosperity with others, not so just from acquiring mode of thought, but that we can be a real testimony to others. All right, having said all that, the first deception we looked at is that money is the root of all evil, and secondly, that to be poor is spiritual. And especially for those who may have grown up or been birthed into the Pentecostal tradition, that's a very common theme, if you will. If you want to be really spiritual, you have to be poor. Perhaps you've heard unbiblical comments like, God must have loved poverty because he created so many poor people. Well, actually, if you just take that statement on face value, it is an irresponsible statement. Spiritually, ethically, and socially, beloved, poverty is not a blessing, it is a curse. When we go back to the very beginning, as the Bible portrays for us in those opening chapters of Genesis, we see that God created the world and the fullness thereof. Everything he created was good. And then when he created man, he said it was very good. And there was no such thing as lack. There was no curse of sin and death. There were no thorns and briars to choke the fruitful ground. But it was a pure pleasure to be alive, to be aware of God's beauty and benevolence all around them. Just think the joy Adam and Eve knew in the very presence of God. But when disobedience came and sin entered the world, then the Lord told Adam, you will earn your bread by the sweat of your brow. And so work. While that wasn't an effect of the curse, because there was always work. Work, in its best understanding, should be a very enjoyable, satisfying enactment of our time. It should be something that brings pleasure. It was that way in the beginning. It wasn't hard. It wasn't tedious. Now, in this world system, it is. But in the ages to come, I believe we'll all be working in a very pleasurable way, in a way that will bring great satisfaction. I don't know. I don't have all the answers. But from all I've heard of those who have gone to heaven and back, that it's a very active place, a place where people are engaged in all sorts of enjoyable enterprises. And so it's not a blessing to be poor, but it is a blessing to be prospered of God. And blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. For decades and decades and centuries, even though we're a relatively young nation, this nation was founded upon Christian principles. And as long as we followed them, we prospered. But there's an extremely dangerous trend away from anything that is Christian. We've embraced all the nations of the world, and I'm in my 70s at this point, but I remember very clearly that the generation that I grew up in, or those before me, they were immigrants, but they came to this nation for the purpose of starting a new life, for experiencing the blessings of freedom, and for desiring to become a part of America. That's not true today. They bring their gods. They don't want to assimilate. They want to retain culture. Now, nothing's wrong with culture, but even in terms of my forefathers, on my mother's side, they were German, and they didn't even speak German in the house, because we're in America now. We speak English. So, beloved, we have to understand that that God has blessed this nation because we have historically been a Christian nation, and our founding fathers and the very documents of our institutions, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, are framed on biblical concepts. And so we have to understand that it's a result of sin and death that there is poverty and a lack of following and searching after the true and living God. As I mentioned on a previous broadcast, UCM has been very strongly for years involved in missions. And there's a brother who is full-time on the missions field right now, whom we support every month, who's in Nepal. And he shared with me recently in an email that there's such a poverty mentality there. They expect, you know, Americans, the wealthy Americans, to just give, give, give. And I've heard this many times from those who are on the mission fields, and like those ministering in struggling African nations, that the primary task of a missionary is to let them know, in spite of poverty, that they're just not there to receive handouts, but that regardless of how little they have, if they will begin by acting on biblical principles, beginning to give to God, God will supernaturally bless. And I've heard, you know, tithing things, not like money, but chickens or whatever they had, that there was an increase, and it was a demonstration that God was pleased with their desire to bless the Lord. And remember Jesus' example, that widow that put all that she had, two mites, into the treasury, the temple treasury. Don't you think she was going to be blessed more than those who were wealthy and put in whatever they felt to put in? Of course, because God delights in a radical faith that we can not only live this life, but teach others. And so we need to be praying, especially for praying for our missionaries, that they will enable the people themselves to become self-sustaining by operating on biblical principles. Yes, there's a time when there's disasters and great needs. Yes, we must be able to give freely. But it's important that every person understand, from the smallest baby Christian to those that have walked with God for any length of time, that giving is a biblical principle. And so, beloved, well, we haven't gotten very far in this concept about that being poor is a spiritual blessing, but on tomorrow's broadcast, we can amplify a little bit more fully. I hope you can be with me, because I have so much to share, a lot of good things from the Word of God. I invite you to join me tomorrow. And until then, the announcer is going to give contact information. I love you. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.